It's open to all former members of Evolutionary, going right back to 1979, and crew members, and anybody else out there that wants to rock.
You mentioned this. I thought that it was kind of interesting because people have their slow pitch, people have curling, people have, you know, all their sporty things that they're involved in. But what if you're not involved in anything like that? And music is something that you are passionate about.
That's right. There is nothing, or there hasn't been anything, for, I guess I can still call them kids, even though they may be 25, 30 years old or more. There's nothing for these kids after they were in Evolutionary. And a lot of these former members, when they finished in Evolutionary, they never played again.
We're on Facebook Live right now. Our promotions director, Michelle, is behind the camera, and she's a former Evolutionary band member. When was the last time you played, Michelle?
Actually played would have been around 92.
92.
I picked up my daughter's saxophone a few times when she brought it home.
Okay.
Not great.
Do you even have an instrument anymore, Michelle?
No, I have a mouthpiece.
You have a mouthpiece. Okay. So what about people like Michelle, Norm, who used to be in the band, and I know she talks very fondly about her experience in the Evolutionary band, as do many of the adults that I know now. They love that experience. But what if you don't have your saxophone, you don't have your guitar, you don't have your mic set up anymore to be a vocalist? How are you going to handle that? You have nothing.
Oh, yes, I have nothing, and no gear at all, and have to start right from ground zero again, and going to have to look at fundraising and corporate donations to get enough instruments and a PA system so that this band can rehearse and play and get back out there playing gigs. There is a lot of former members that have absolutely nothing, and going to have to find a way to make this happen for the arts.
Do you have any support so far?
We haven't got to that stage yet.
Right.
As you know, we're going to be having a meeting coming up, and I want to see how much interest is there first.
Okay, you're calling it a revival meeting.
Yes.
Okay, and it is Thursday.
Yes, it's this Thursday at 6:30.
You have retired from the school board. You're no longer teaching music, so you no longer have the Evolutionary band as a musical outlet. But you feel that the Valley needs rock music. So what's Thursday's meeting all about?
Well, Thursday, I'm having a meeting at Centennial Arena at 6:30 p.m. to see if there's any interest in bringing the band back. It is open to all ages, anybody that's interested, and especially of interest, I hope, to former Evolutionary members over 3 decades.
Okay, so we mentioned that Michelle, our promotions director, was in the band a long time ago, no longer has... Well, a few, okay.
You look exactly the same to me.
A few years ago. Anyway, she doesn't have an instrument anymore. So this is part of the problem. People might not have carried on their musical interest after they left high school because they didn't have an instrument, right?
That's right.
So how are you going to solve that?
Well, I'm going to, with help, I hope, from the community of Valley East, get corporate donations so that I can buy gear for this band, whether it's amps, guitars, PA system, drums, keyboards, whatever, because I have to start right from the very beginning again, right from ground zero, and I'm prepared to do it.
Okay. All right. So when is the meeting again?
The meeting is this Thursday, 6:30, upstairs at the Centennial Arena. I'm going to be at the door there because it looks like there's interest in this, and it's going to be great to see a lot of former members, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of handshakes and a lot of hugs that night. And I actually have contacted privately, personally, 4 to 5 people, at least 4 of them that are going back at least 8, 10, 15 years, and I've asked them to perform some solo stuff that night. And the second I asked them on the phone, it was an instant yes.
I think this is going to be good.
I can't wait to see some of these former members get up there and play something. I wonder if they're washed up or not. Hey,
No, it's music. As long as you love it, yeah. Oh my gosh, the auditions.
They're going to prove it to me all over again.
Michelle, the auditions.
The audition. Yeah, okay. Yes.
All right, Norm. Thank you so much. Good luck with everything. We are proud supporters of you and rock music. So we are right there holding your hand.
Thank you for everything.